How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
J. Mark Horst serves as the president for Heralds of Hope, which partners with TWR in producing and broadcasting a radio program to China in Mandarin, to India in Hindi, to Ethiopia in Oromo. And J. Mark, that's not all.
Another wonderful opportunity is broadcasting in the Hausa language to northern Nigeria. And of course, I think a lot of people know what's happening in that region of the world with all the violence and turmoil. And we have been broadcasting in the Hausa language for several years now. But the response rate has risen dramatically in the last number of years, so that we're right now, according to the latest reports that we get from TWR, we're averaging over 300 responses to every 15-minute broadcast. It only airs once a week. But in a quarter, we're getting over 6,000 responses. And so it's just phenomenal. And a lot of people are grateful for the encouragement. You know, they're going through really tough times, a lot of loss of life, a loss of property, and all of those things. And they just find a lot of encouragement and blessing in those broadcasts. And again, that's humbling. And of course, that strengthens our faith as well.
Paul noted in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 that the Thessalonians were growing in their faith and wrote, "Therefore we boast about you for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring." Many Nigerians fit into that same category. And through radio programs like Heralds of Hope, we can strengthen and encourage them. To learn more, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.